This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is switching congressional districts for the 2024 election. Boebert currently represents Colorado's 3rd District, which covers the western slope and much southern Colorado. She announced Wednesday she's running to represent the other half of the state, Colorado's 4th District, on the eastern plains and Front Range. Boebert told voters through a video,
"It's the right move for me personally, and it's the right decision for those who support our conservative movement. This is the right move for Colorado."
Boebert could have faced a close re-election match in her current district. Meanwhile, the 4th is Colorado's reddest seat. Its current incumbent, Ken Buck, is retiring after this term. Boebert's move puts her among several Republicans who are already running for their party's nomination in District 4. The state's Republican Party is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a ruling that bars Donald Trump from next year's state primary. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The state Supreme Court ruled last week that Trump committed insurrection and is disqualified from holding elected office again. The state party has now filed an appeal, arguing that allowing courts to decide on their own whether a politician is guilty of insurrection will lead to more legal fights in future elections. The Supreme Court has never ruled on the constitutional section that underlies this case and is widely expected to take up the appeal. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Engineering students at Colorado's largest community college will soon have a direct path to the Colorado School of Mines. Front Range Community College is opening a Mines Academy. Students there will complete the first half of their bachelor's degree at the community college, then have guaranteed admission to any 4-year program at the School of Mines. A similar program has been running at Red Rocks Community College since 2021. Investigators are looking into the death of an inmate at the El Paso County Jail. The sheriff's office says the 44-year-old man was found unresponsive in his cell Tuesday morning. Deputies tried to revive him. The sheriff's office is investigating but does not suspect foul play. This is CPR News.